I think the protesters in Seattle had it all wrong. Instead of fighting free trade, what they should do is fully embrace the idea. Evaluate everything, and then nothing can be taken for granted. This is what's referred to as true cost accounting, something environmentalists have argued in favor of for a very long time. Rather than trying to protect certain items from global trade, let's just abandon any attempts towards protectionism and commodify the whole shebang. Place a value on everything, and I mean everything. The world's greatest asset is people. Without people, there isn't any trade or commerce. But the free trade debate only considers the value of a population when it's buying something. So if we really want to embrace the philosophy of free trade, then let's put a price tag on human life. Insurance companies have been doing it for years. The courts do the same thing when they award a judgment in wrongful death lawsuits. Why not take the same idea and apply it on living populations? Each country would have a different value. A good education system would increase the value. Poor health care or a polluted environment would decrease it. Suddenly, poor developing countries not only have an incentive to improve their trade and commerce, but their quality of life as well. The better the conditions, the higher the human value. So instead of looking at a country's gross national product, or GNP, what we would then measure is its GNV, or its gross national value. Imagine a world where a nation's wealth is judged by its ability to nurture and educate its people. Instead of pork bellies, the full bellies of our children would become the new commodity. The environment would benefit too. In a world where the environment is considered an asset, instead of investing in mutual funds, we'd all be investing in cleaner air and water. In this world, power would be measured not by making a select few very rich, but in the ability to share the world's wealth with everyone. That's what I'd call free trade.